LA City fire crews at the site of yesterday's head-on collision of two trains in Chatsworth have located more victims. KPCC's Patricia Nazario is on the scene. She joins us live for this update. Patricia, what is the coroner saying?
Carrie, the coroner is confirming 18 dead. That includes two Jane Does that are at area hospitals. He said that there are more dead bodies inside the wreckage right now, including a city general service employee. Now, they're not sure who that person is, but what they have done is draped an American flag close to where his body is located.
Okay, so obviously there are victims that are they in seats, or are they, not to be too specific, but apparently are there seat belts on those trains?
No, these trains do not have seat belts. That was a big part of the way people were presenting at hospitals yesterday. It was a lot of what you would see in major car accidents, bruises to the head and chest and broken legs. But in the case of the train, a lot of these seats just came undone and went torpedoing across the car. So a lot of people were either hurt by an oncoming object or were just thrown out of their seat, which is the case for these two Jane Does. Not to be too graphic, obviously, this is a very painful time for family and friends who are hanging on a string, basically trying to find out about their missing loved ones. But in the case of the two Jane Does, maybe they had purses on them and were separated from their purse. The other thing, Carrie, is rescue workers are just now getting to the lower level of that first car, and they're certain that there are more dead bodies there. In fact, they're saying they see dead bodies. They're not counting those in the 18 confirmed dead at the moment, but they're suspecting that the number will grow and it could top 30.
Thank you very much, Patricia Nazario, on the scene of yesterday's fatal train crash between a Union Pacific freight train and a Metrolink passenger train.